following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis virtual office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Mike Golic here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
So you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
It's Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers, I go get you answers. That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Go bananas. Banana-nana. Rama. Banana-rama. I'm your Venus. Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine now.
Doug and Daddy's show on this Thursday. Glad you're along with us. We're going to talk high school sports. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day, so that's what makes it exciting here on the Doug and Daddy show. Michael Blunda from Pro Football Weekly, associate editor, going to join us later on in the program to talk about this weekend's playoffs and kind of how wacky they have been so far and if anybody's picking against the Packers and Steelers. Ooh, is that what they're all doing? They are the favorites going into this weekend's game. Plus, John Kyle, the head girls basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, who are playing some amazing basketball, and they get ready for their Centennial Conference tournament. He's going to join us on the show as well. What is it? If you follow high school sports, then you get the opportunity to, I guess, be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, conquistador, then shut the radio off. But here's the deal. These teams are so good. So good. You've got rated teams. The Boys Town Boys are ranked in Class B, and they are the seventh seed in the Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia is the two-time defending champion. State top five team in C1. They're the sixth seed in this Centennial Conference Tournament. It is absolutely astounding. Fremont Bergen is number one. Central Catholic is number two on the boys' side. They were identical. Bergen won the coin flip, so that puts them on the St. Cecilia side. And by Bergen winning that, they got a much easier draw. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Central Catholic, the two seed. Lincoln Christian, the three. Wahoo Newman, the four. The five seed is Council Bluffs St. Albert. And then St. Cecilia, Boys Town. Incredible. On the girls' side, Aquinas, the number one seed, St. Cecilia, the number two seed, then Concordia, the number three seed, and on down the line, Grand Island Central Catholic girls, a state-rated team, the fifth seed in their own conference tournament.
Is it just B and C1 that are represented in this?
Well, it's been all over the place. For a while there, Bergen was D1. I think they're back to C2 this year. So the classes up and down all over the place in their conference tournament coming up next week.
But if you're one of those lower class schools,
and you'd happen to come away with this trophy, this would be as like winning a state tournament and be tougher than winning a state tournament in many aspects.
It's right there. It's crazy. It is crazy. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and the Dead Popper inbox for your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, where the snow has stopped and we are safe and secure, I hope, in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. I'm always glad you sit by the window, though, in case something comes through.
In case a car hits the ice and comes through, that would be great. And we go to the Bruce Furniture fan line already.
We got Tim from Kearney.
Tim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm serious. I could use a nap, Tim. I'm not going to lie to you. I could use a nap.
I'm here. Well, you better go take a power nap this afternoon.
What's going on?
Hey, what do you guys know about the upcoming recruiting class for the Huskers? And don't you guys usually do a special the day of the signing? It's sometime in February, ain't it, signing day?
Yeah, first Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be
Wednesday.
Right, yeah, it's going to be – we're going to have it for you. I just talked last night, Tim, calm down. I know people are getting excited for this. I talked to our boy in Dallas last night in Brian Munson. He's going to be on next week. He wanted to wait. They've got recruits in this weekend. They've got a linebacker coming in, actually going to come in on Sunday, be here Monday and Tuesday. He wanted to do it perhaps Wednesday or Thursday. He will be the first guest up. Then we will effort Sean Callahan, of course, and Jeremy Crabtree as well. So, yeah, we should have a big show for you coming up then. 16
What's
right
it
now.
Look like? Are we breaking into the top 25 as far as recruiting classes?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. I asked him last night about the kicker that everybody's up in arms about, this kid from North Carolina that chose to go to North Carolina State and Sade kid. He said that there's a kicker from San Diego, I think, that's visiting this weekend, that played at the Army All-American game, that looks to be every bit as good. That should not be a hit. Nebraska is on him, and he looks to be looking at Nebraska. So that looks to be another pickup for the Huskers, and a couple more. It's really interesting to see the playmakers with the Big Ten, and now Texas announcing this deal. He said there's so much going on. He said we will not know until after this weekend to secure this class and wrap up this class. But, yeah, two more pickups. This class should jump into the top 10.
Hey, one more thing. Do you think this deal with Texas and ESPN signs the death warrant for the Big 12?
No. No, this one thing will not do that, no.
But is that like just another straw in the stack? I mean, you know, it seems like it's leaning that way in a couple years, you know. I mean, if they figure they can make enough money without the rest of them, why not go independent?
And I don't have the government version of this document on my desk, but if what I'm hearing and reading is close to this statement, they're going to be getting some money early, but then some of that other money gets distributed a little bit more with the conference when they will do their new TV deal in 2015. It sounds like some of the other schools will receive more money when that happens. Now, that's what I heard. Whether that's 100% true or not, I don't have that from Dan Beebe. I haven't talked to Dan. I want to.
Oh, man, what is up with him? I mean, he's about 10 years late on everything, ain't he? I mean, all the other conferences got TV networks already. They're going to get one in 2015. I mean, come on, get with the bandwagon.
He's been busy.
And, Tim, I think that a lot of people go right to the athletic administration, and here's the exact quote. Absolutely no. There's no thought of moving, no thought of being an independent. We love our conference. That's DeLoss Dodds' statement about that. So immediately those questions were raised, and he shoots them right down. But in the back of your mind, you got to think the jealousy is going to be the crosshairs. If you can say that on the radio or
there's
on
nothing,
TV.
There's nothing better than beating Texas on their own network. Tim, hey, thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. Have a great day. Going back to the recruiting class, too, Nebraska, according to Rivals right now, is 16th with 16 known oral commits. 10 of them are 4-stars, which is way more than usual. No 5-stars. Texas right now is number one with 23 commits. LSU has 3 5-star commits, 8 4-stars. So they've got 21 kids that have committed, but only 11 of them hit the board when you're ranking the stars here. So this class still looks like it has a lot of juggling that could happen here before signing day on February 2nd.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, we will bring it to you. We will have big shows for you leading up to that. And then on the announcement day, as those commits start funneling in, we will have you the latest information so you can securely rest that night. A lot of people into that recruiting deal. A lot of people following that very, very closely. And 16 seems like a small number. They'll have four or five more, I'm sure, which will boost. Any more you get is going to move that number. The number's not going to drop from 16.
But are they going to be quality, worth giving scholarships to?
Yesterday, Douglas.
That's some of the questions I've been hearing.
We went to the Bruce Furniture fan line again, and Mike, I believe, from Grand Island was asking about. I went back and found a couple of the articles wrote about. It was a 5'7" scat back from Alabama that actually was talking about Bo Pelini supposedly telling him the offense wants to resemble more like Oregon's, and they want to go to more slashing and dashing and running up tempo. And
so that's why they're bringing Scott Frost in as the offensive coordinator?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, that's just on message boards you people read. I have not heard that at all. But once again, the first thing after reading those articles, I immediately go to, if you go back to the Oregon-Auburn game, and if that was the first time you watched Oregon, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. For a lot of people that don't get to see a lot of West Coast and don't pay attention to that, I think it was the first time that you'd sat down and actually watched Oregon play. There were seven or eight screen passes immediately. Well, if you're going to keep John Watson, apparently he's going to have to learn how to run a screen pass because he has no idea what the hell they are. We haven't ran one in 3 years.
Took a while for a Sean Watson shot to get in, not only today, but this week. Good job. Way to be you, Mr. Positive.
I just stating the facts. We haven't ran one in 3 years.
Yesterday they profiled Nebraska on College Football Live for the upcoming season. Pretty base stuff. You know, here's who's leaving, here's who's going to be back. Then they talked about where Nebraska was looking in the future and what they could be. You came across another top 25 ranking yesterday that had Nebraska as high as anybody.
Yeah, Nebraska in College Football News' ratings, I believe, is number 8. That was College Football News. That was as high as we've ever saw them. Most of them at 16 or 18, but College Football News had them at 8, and we'll get that printed out for you.
Oh, thank God, because that'll help on this radio show. Here. I'm holding this up. Can you see it, people? You got it. You got it. We don't need it printed. You were all over it. You were fired up when you told me that yesterday.
Well, it was interesting because
they
pop
up. You were shoveling. You go, oh, I got to stop. We're 8th. That's
well,
what you said.
I was just surprised because we hadn't saw them that high in anything else.
What do you think? That's too high, isn't it?
Well, I would think so, especially unsettled as a quarterback situation seems to be.
Well, unsettled at the offense. 4 touchdowns and 4 losses last year. That's not going to get the job done. 4 losses isn't ever going to get the job done if you're going to be a top 10 program.
No, I like how College Football Live immediately goes to Todd Blackledge. So you could tell in 1982 I screwed the Huskers, Penn State. Oh, they didn't bring that up.
Oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. Did you have problems? You see what
That's where my problems started.
All right. Well,
I was 8.
Let's take care of some of those problems because I know you like to sleep and relax and watch TV and just crash when you're not working hard. And why not do that with brand new furniture from the fine folks at Bruce Furniture, where the biggest ever home furnishing sale is going on now for a limited time. And they continue their all-the-time policy of keeping the offer plain and simple. For every $100 in home furnishings you buy, you get another $20 in free furniture.
20%, people.
So if you buy $1,000, you get $200. You buy $5,000, you'll get $1,000 in bonus furniture. Tony, $1 million, how much free furniture do you get?
Today it's going to be $200,000.
All right. Go get it, folks, because the sale is for a limited time. They haven't marked their furniture up to offset this bonus. Yes, the long-term financing is available, including same-as-cash 12-month financing. No, they don't find 15 different ways to sell their furniture. They do it one way. They do it the best. They sell it to you, and it is whatever you are looking for. Recliners, if you need something for the bedroom with their Serta Sleep, they've got that for you as well. Need just some nice lamps, some ottomans.
Decor.
Decor. Oh, Look at you go. Bruce Furniture. It's just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and, of course, Alliance. Coming up on the Doug and Danny Show, we'll talk with John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach, Michael Blunda from the Pro Football Weekly associate editor.
Who actually does have an underdog. He picks the Jets this week in their selections.
Crazy little Mike. We'll find out more from him in just a little bit. Take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Danny Show after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way on our network of stations this week and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460 Thursday, Amherst is at Gibbon. Friday, Elm Creek is at Pleasanton. On Thursday, Classic Hits 98.9 has Shelton at Wood River. And on Friday, we'll be bringing you Hastings Grand Island Northwest on 1230 KHAS. And don't forget the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals Saturday on Classic Hits as well. It's high school sports this week.
Sunday, it's a battle for the AFC Championship when the Pittsburgh Steelers host the New York Jets. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Dave Sims, James Lofton, and Hub Arkish from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. Can Rex Ryan's New York Jets pull off another upset, or will Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers move on to Super Bowl 45? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high of around 23. West winds also stayed about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll see increasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 8 degrees with rising temperatures overnight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on this program that we do every day, Monday through Friday, and glad to have you. You know, I want to take a nap, but I also need lunch.
Well, I think before you go to lunch, before you go take a nap, you get a quick lunch. The chicken coop, they're waiting for you. Great food, great drink specials.
See, that's not as good as yesterday. I need a nap.
No, yeah, but you go get lunch first. Perfect opportunity. You just had Big Burger Night Wednesdays. That was last night at the Chicken Coop. Now you got great drinks, food specials. You got the grand game. You got Keno going on. 15 high definitions. You shoot some elk. You shoot some deer. You got it all at the Chicken Coop. Catch all your favorite sports on TV. They're waiting for you. 15
There's
high
definitions.
Nothing
better than just feeding the kids a few quarters and watching them up there. They grab that, the little kids, they grab that gun out of the Big Buck Hunter holster. You got her all propped up. Boom!
Yeah, when the big elk dies, that's a real prize.
Dad's over, mom's over playing Keno.
It all
give
goes.
Give them some quarters. And they,
chicken
shooting
coop.
Right there.
Kearney, Grand Island. That's where Michael Blund, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly, goes when he's in town. Chicken coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Michael, how are you today at Doug and Daddy Show?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Well, great to catch up with you. Appreciate you giving us some time here on ESPN Radio as we're getting closer and closer to Dallas. I'm sure you had these final four picked out at some point, like Monday.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think this is the four everybody expected, right? I mean, this is just like they drew it up.
Michael, I found it interesting. You look at everybody's saying Green Bay, and 90%, I think, are picking Pittsburgh. You look at your consensus. Every one of you guys is staff selection, 9 for 9 on Green Bay. And then just a couple, it's 5 and 4. You picked the Jets, actually, but 9 for 9 on Green Bay. Are they that solid?
It's kind of hard to believe that everybody's picking Green Bay. I mean, I know I did. I know everybody else from Pro Football Weekly did. But it, the Bears are really getting, you know, about as little respect as I can ever remember a number two seed getting and going against the number 16. I mean, and the Bears just the Bears did beat the Packers this year, too. So it makes it even a little harder to believe playing at home. But, you know, Green Bay has definitely looked the best of any team in the playoffs to this point. Going into Philly and knocking off a good Eagles team, and then going down to Atlanta to beat the number one seed in the NFC and just look so dominant doing it. You can see why people are really high on this Green Bay team that is just so good on both sides of the ball.
Michael, just take us through this. This is a long season, preseason, 17 weeks, just like it is every year. A lot of people were high on Green Bay at the beginning of the year, and then they kind of fell off the table. Some of that's being blamed on injuries. In your mind, what happened to Green Bay, and how are they able to bounce back?
Yeah, coming into the year, everybody, you know, Green Bay was one of the Super Bowl favorites. A lot of people picked them to at least get there, if not win at all. After, you know, they played well last season, flamed out in the playoffs, but it seemed like they were going to take the next step. And you know what? They just they didn't quite look as dominant as people thought. They lost some games you wouldn't have expected them to. They lost to the Lions, which was, you know, I think kind of surprised a lot of people. And, you know, lost to the Dolphins. So they had some bad losses along the way. Had a lot of injuries, like you mentioned, a lot of key guys, too. You know, Ryan Grant, the running back, Jermichael Finley, the tight end, and you know, missing some pieces on defense as well. It just looked like it wasn't going to happen for Green Bay, but all of a sudden at the end they rallied, knocked off the Giants and knocked off the Bears to get into the playoffs, and now they've rolled off two in a row and, you know, seem to be building momentum in exactly the right time.
Well, people build momentum different ways, but is it key during the year to get some of these injuries that aren't season-ending and get some rest for some of these key pieces?
Yeah, that's certainly possible. You know, it can't hurt, I guess, for some of these guys to maybe be a little bit fresher at the end of the year and not have the wear and tear of a full season on them and come back and be a little bit more ready to go. At this point in the year, I mean, I guess if you can get away with it, it's not the worst thing in the world. There's a lot of teams, if they lose key pieces, they will not be able to get into the playoffs, so it won't matter. But the Packers were able to do that. So right now they're hitting on all cylinders.
Michael Blunda, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly. It's Daddy's Bible. He reads it from cover to cover, and that's saying something. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Michael, let's play on Chicago's side here. Let's say that Jay Cutler plays like an all-pro quarterback, like one of the six or seven best quarterbacks in the league, because that seems to be the biggest knock when you talk about the Bears. I think they got a better defense. If he does that, does that make Chicago the better team here, or still they're the underdog?
If he plays that well and he doesn't turn the ball over, then I don't see why they can't win this game. They hung tough with the Packers in Week 17. You know, lost 10-3, really a defensive struggle, but clearly, their defense can't slow down Green Bay. They did it the first time. Aaron Rodgers didn't really play that great either matchup with the Bears. And I think, you know, if Jay Cutler doesn't throw the ball to the other team, which he has a tendency to do quite a bit, but he was, you know, he was able to not do it last week. Looked pretty sharp. Yes. Against the Seahawks. I know it's a different caliber of defense. But,
Seattle dropped a few. Let's be honest here. Seattle had a couple, and they just can't catch it on the defensive side.
That's true. They had one that could have really changed the game if he had picked it up around the goal line. But, you know, Cutler got away with it. You know, it's for his first playoff start. You can't really say the guy played a bad game. So if he takes it up a notch this week and is able to pick apart the Packers, then I don't see why the Bears can't hang in this game and maybe even pull it out.
Michael, you look to the AFC. How surprised were you the Jets did what they did? And people saying Mark Sanchez outperformed Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think he absolutely did. It was definitely surprising. You know, I thought the Jets would play him much tougher than they did that last time. I thought they'd maybe hang within a touchdown or so, but I just didn't see them actually winning the game and really doing it fairly handily. I mean, they were in control from start to finish, really, which I think just was shocking to a lot of people. Tom Brady coming out and really looking like he was out of sorts the whole game, not ever being able to get into a rhythm. So I think from that aspect, you had to be kind of shocked that the Jets were able to come out and play that well. And yeah, now they got a chance to go to the Super Bowl against the team they've already beaten. So I think that's set up pretty well for them.
Why do you like the Jets, Michael?
I just feel like they're on a mission. This team is after last week. It's hard to really pick against them the way that their defense played. You know, really the last 2 weeks, shutting down Peyton Manning, and then coming out and doing it to Tom Brady. You know, I know they have some issues on offense. They played well last week. They still weren't able to run the ball all that great, and I don't really see them being able to run the ball very well against the Steelers, who have the best run defense in the league. So it's going to really come down to Mark Sanchez being able to make plays. But I think that's something he's going to be able to do as long as he doesn't airmail the ball like he did the first game against the Colts in the playoffs when he couldn't seem to hit anybody. But, he seemed to correct the problems last week. And as long as he's able to not turn the ball over, I think the Jets are going to be able to keep it close and maybe pull it out late because of their defense. I think they're going to be able to stop Pittsburgh both on the ground and through the air.
Now, that's the first time we've heard the word Pittsburgh in this whole conversation. They're probably the favorite to win this all if you stack team up against team. How surprised were you they were able to come back 21-7 down?
It was definitely surprising when they got in that big of a hole. You know, I didn't count them out, but I certainly didn't think that their chances of winning that game were very good at that point against a very solid Ravens team who just looked so much better early on. But, you know, that Ray Rice fumble really kind of changed the game when Pittsburgh was able to get that recovery and score right away. Then they come back and force some more turnovers and really could just completely dominate the second half. It was like two different games, really, in that one contest. So, you know, if they play like they did in the second half of that game, then really they seem like they're about as good as a team that's left. But, you know, they certainly showed how vulnerable they could be in that first half, and it's really going to come down to which Steelers team shows up this Sunday.
Michael Blunda with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly. Let's get away from the two games this weekend for just a moment. We've had some coaching changes, coaching hirings. A lot of the head coaches that got dumped are already on staffs elsewhere. Where's the most significant change in your eyes?
I think the head coach that could come in and really make the biggest difference is Jim Harbaugh, just because I feel like he's really in a good spot to turn the team around quickly. Of course, it's going to be getting a quarterback there in San Francisco is key, because that's the one thing they really don't have. But I feel like the rest of the pieces are in place there for him to come in and make a difference right away, especially in a weak NFC West division. The Seahawks won at 7-9, so you know the Niners can't be far away from contending for a playoff spot in that division. So I really see that as being the best move. There are certainly some other good ones. I think Ron Rivera was a good hire by the Panthers. He could come in and do a good job there. And then, you know, you got coordinators like Josh McDaniels going to the Rams. That could be big for Sam Bradford and that offense to get a guy who's had such success with quarterbacks in the past. So, yeah, certainly some interesting moves, but I do like the Niners one the best.
Michael, who will be the quarterback in Carolina? Does Jimmy Clausen get a chance at that?
Yeah, I think your guess is as good as anybody's right now. Jimmy Clausen has got to at least get a chance, but they would be foolish, I think, to not bring in some good competition for him, if that's even possible to get. You would certainly think they'd be in the market for a veteran quarterback this offseason. There's certainly going to be some available. It just depends which way they want to go, because to go with him and nobody else would just be a mistake, because he certainly didn't show much this year at all of him being their future at that position. So I'd expect them to go get a veteran to challenge Jimmy Clausen and then see who emerges spring training camp.
But that's exactly right. You got to go get somebody that's established himself around the league as a quality backup, not somebody in this draft. I mean, after Andrew Luck drops out, it just drops down a ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I kind of agree. If Luck had been in there, it seemed like that would have been a no-brainer. But now that he's not, I almost think that they can't take a quarterback at number one. You know, they could always trade down and try to get one later, which is, I guess, a possibility if a team really is eager to move up. But you know, if not, I feel like they got to look elsewhere with that number one pick, then try to either, maybe go get a veteran, maybe draft a quarterback later, too, if you want to do that also. But to me, it's about bringing in an experienced guy, because that's something they really don't have right now. They got a lot of youth at the position, but not much as far as established players.
The number one overall pick, Blaine Gabbert.
Wow. Bleh, bleh, bleh.
Could be.
Michael, before we let you go, we always like to have fun peering into the future, looking into the past. Just a couple general questions here. A, who has been the biggest disappointment in this playoff race? I know Atlanta and New England are at the top of that because they were the number one seed. And then B, who's going to make the biggest move next year? Who's the team that is poised to make that move?
Yeah, as far as this year goes, it would be hard to argue against the New England just because the expectations were so high. But I really thought the Eagles were in a decent spot to make a good run of playoffs had they been able to get by Green Bay. I thought, you know, if they could win that game, then they would have come into Chicago. I really thought that was a game that they could have won. And then I really thought they could have beaten either team that got there from the other side to get to the Super Bowl. So I was kind of disappointed in them. You know, they came so close to beating the Packers at the end there, but they couldn't quite pull it out. As far as next year goes, you know, there's a few teams that could make a leap next season. The Lions certainly seem to be making progress for years now. I don't know, maybe this is the year, maybe it isn't, maybe they still need a couple more years. But, you know, I mentioned the Niners before. I think they could be the team that really kind of takes a big step next season and gets into the playoffs. And, you know, you certainly a team like the Cowboys. I think they got to bounce back from where they were this year. You know, I think Jason Garrett was a good pick for them. I don't see them struggling anywhere near as badly as they did this season, as long as they can stay healthy. So, you know, they're another team I would look for to bounce back with a strong 2011. There should be a really interesting offseason, no doubt about that. Certainly be a lot to talk about in the months ahead.
Well, that's wonderful, Michael. You got both of our hopes up now to be crushed once again.
Oh, come on, Cowboys. Michael, last thing, there's four left. Who's hoisting the trophy on that first Sunday in February?
It's hard to pick against the Packers, and I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go with Green Bay. They've played the best at this point, and I feel like the road for them to win it all is not going to be the toughest one in the world. I think that they're going to be favored, you know, obviously this week. I think they'd be favored against either of the AFC teams, and they just seem to be playing the best right now. So I'm going to go with Green Bay to be winning it all down in Dallas.
Michael, do you get to go to the Super Bowl in Dallas?
I will not be there, but we will certainly have plenty of representation from Pro Football Weekly down there covering the event.
Well, I hope you know that we're going to stalk somebody down there from Dallas, and we appreciate you giving us some time today, and we appreciate all the staff at Pro Football Weekly when they give us time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much.
No problem, guys. Take it easy.
Take care. Michael Blunda, Associate Editor of the Pro Football Weekly, which Daddy sleeps with, and I'm not even kidding, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, if you're
Dear
a pro
Lord, may
fan.
Michael be white about the Cowboys. Come on. Come on. And you know what? If he's right about Green Bay, that's great. There are a ton of Packer fans around here. Run into them at all the ball games. And then that way the Steelers don't win it, and that'll take care of another problem that we have on this show. We're still taking your suggestions. I said a long time ago that there's no way the Steelers would win the Super Bowl, and now they're in the Final Four. And if they win it, I'm doing something that the fans suggest, the listeners suggest, the people that are listening to this show suggest. All you have to do is email us. We've had a variety of different topics. I mean, anything from running around wearing Steelers garb to doing Zumba to I don't even know them all. Merritt's got them back there. We ran through a few of them the other day. Give us your suggestions, something legal that I could do. Although, you know, I'm not opposed to standing in for Christian Stan Hardiger. I'm just saying. You know, that's, you know, I'm not opposed.
We go to the Dead Popper inbox.
How much can the fine possibly be?
It says, Doug, are you starting to get that bad taste in your mouth before you vomit since Green Bay and Pittsburgh are probably going to be in the Super Bowl? Have you got that bad taste in your mouth?
I hate that bad taste. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. By the way, you have Pro Football Weekly open in front of you, and we'll get set for a break here and give you a chance to win tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo coming up this weekend because you want to get out of this snow. Ndamukong Suh has to be the Rookie of the Year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Don't give it to offense just because it's offense. Sam Bradford, Sue, there's three or four others that are being mentioned. He has to win this, right? And I don't think that's a Nebraska bias.
No, I think he was dominant enough, and certainly worthy of that with, you know, scoring touchdowns. And hell, he's kicking extra points, and he's
not well, though.
Wow, but you know what? Anytime they let him go out there and attempt one at that level, you know what? He just shows his versatility, and he's in the backfield wreaking havoc. And I think what a great performance week in, week out by him.
And I'm not sure of what the exact rules are, but if they're anything like, I mean, if you're a rookie, it's your first full season. Shouldn't Danny Woodhead be mentioned?
might be mentioned, but he'd be down the list from Bradford and Sioux, certainly.
Yeah, but he should be mentioned.
No, it certainly made an impact.
Total, I don't know.
The Tampa Bay receiver.
Savior.
Mike Williams.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show as we do. We've got a few more VIP passes. I think a couple of sets left here, so let's just give those away. If you can use them, we want you to have them. Call now at 888-455-3776. We'll give you a four-pack to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's huge at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high of around 23. West winds also stayed about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll see increasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 8 degrees with rising temperatures overnight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 9 above.
Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget there's a Loper Lunch today for UNK fans going on at the Health and Sports Center. Gets underway at 12 noon. Midway Auto Group, well, it's wintertime. There's snow out there. It looks nice falling to the ground, and then you got to drive through it. Don't be like the neighbor guy and end up in the ditch. You got to go over, you got to dig the guy out. I can't get there. I can't get to work on my side street. You can if you go to the Snow Fun Sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, because right now you could be driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month, or the new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn for $329 a month. Take advantage of their 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And you got to drive the one that everybody's been talking about, the all-new 2011 Dodge Durango. You'll never have a problem with winter snow during the Winter Snow Fun Sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. online. Check them out anytime at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. See the folks at Midway today on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com, the place to be. The Tri-City Storm left their goal-scoring ability in the bus when they went to Sioux Falls last night. 1-1 with 5 minutes to go in the game, and the Stampede score on a power play and then drop in an empty netter, and they win it 3-1. The Storm will be at Fargo Friday and Saturday. The games are on Classic Hits 98.9, and we get closer to indoor football in the UFL here for the folks from Grand Island and the Nebraska Danger. They've hired a couple of coaches, coordinators. Corey Bethany is going to be the offensive coordinator. As a player, he won two division championships. He played wide receiver, defensive back, and was on special teams with the River City Rage. He also was a two-time all-star defensive back with the Belleville Justice and St. Louis Bulldogs of the WFL, St. Louis. And Jeff Tomlin. You know that name.
Yes.
He's the line coach, both O and D. He's the head coach at Grand Island, and he's going to be working with the Danger on the O and D line.
Nice.
Also got to be the head coach in the Shrine game back in 08. So best of luck to the Danger.
Should be a great season of football.
I know you're looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it.
I know you're looking forward to it. Well, back on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday, it just keeps getting more impressive when you look at some of the athleticism and some of the basketball teams in this area. Got a chance to hear them on the radio from time to time. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, the boys are the back-to-back champions, but the girls are trying to get there, and they are 11-1, and they had a very impressive victory Tuesday night over Class B Top 5 Lexington, 64-54. The last three teams they've beaten, all state rated, and we are pleased to welcome John Kyle back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on such a great start, and you got a tester coming up before you head into the conference tournament.
Well, I think we have a lot of tests coming up, and we're definitely happy to be on your show, and things are going well here in St. Cecilia.
John, how did the schedule change? Some people don't know this. A lot of the schools, the NSAA expanded things so that schools could pick up a couple of more opponents. Did you guys take advantage of that, and who were the opponents you picked up? As I look at your schedule here, I kind of got an eye on those.
Yeah, we tried to take advantage of it. We added Boone Central, but that got canceled due to the weather. And we picked up Lexington, and both those teams are real solid teams, so it really helped our schedule out as far as the strength.
John, when you're going up against somebody, when Lexington, you face Lexington, and Mandelka's been mentioned since she's been a freshman, just how did you game plan on slowing her down or at least containing her?
Well, I don't think we really tried to slow her down. We tried to speed her up, if you can say that. We really wanted to make her work 94 feet on the floor to get the ball, and when she had the ball, we wanted to pressure her. So we did a pretty good job of limiting her touches, but she's just such a darn good player that you know, she still had 23 points, and she can score on any team. I think holding her to 23 points was a tribute to our defense, but it's still a good night for her.
John Kyle, the head girls basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You look at the names in the box score, they're the same kids that have been putting up points and doing things for you for a while. You had a young team. They're not a young team anymore.
Right. We have four seniors who've played a lot of varsity ball over the years, and they're really doing a good job. And really, all the credit goes to our players. They're working hard in practices. They're getting better each day, and I think that's what's making this team so much different. We're deeper, but it's because we're working hard in practice. We have a real good bench this year. They can come in and do a good job in the varsity game and give those starters a rest, and our bench players can even lead us in scoring. And so you really like that. It's a real luxury to have as a coach.
John, you guys get ready for this conference tournament, and when you think of the conference tournament, you just shake your head at the quality of this deal?
Well, you know, you look at our conference, and I just, for example, we're probably going to see Lincoln Lutheran, that they're going to be the number 7 seed, and their record 7-5. And you just look top to bottom at our team, and our teams of our conference, and it's just solid. Concordia, really good team. Aquinas got the number 1 seed, and Lincoln Christian and GICC, they're the 4-5, and so top to bottom, I would put our conference up against about any in the state.
John, we've talked with the coaches, boys, girls, whether it's St. Cecilia or Grand Island Central Catholic or whoever. You guys always seem to have the best team but never get the number 1 seed. Is that frustrating? Because even in this conference tournament, the number 1 seed looks like they have a little bit more of an advantage in this. Does something need to be done from that standpoint?
Well, we've looked at it over the years, and it is a slight advantage maybe, but it's not not very big. And no matter what, you got to beat the best to be the best. And so that's kind of the approach that we're taking. We're going to see the best teams advance, and the teams that don't play well are going to go home. And so it really doesn't matter where you're at, just so that you're playing well at that time of year.
Well, you've got a game before this conference tournament gets started in Aquinas Catholic at 8-2 that you've got to worry about.
Oh, definitely. They're a really solid team. And you look up and down our schedule, I mean, we had five or six games there for a while that they were all number one division opponents. A couple of those have fallen off due to some losses. But, you know, we played Lincoln Christian at their place, and Kearney Catholic was a solid team that came into our gym. And we got Aquinas. And then after the conference tournament, we see GICC and Sutton. And so, you know, we're hoping that schedule makes us a better team overall and helps us down the road.
John, talk about your girls. We mentioned them there a moment. You have some seniors on this team. Somebody different seems to step up almost every night. Give us the other night, Lexi had 24. You, Chanel's doing some good things. Where have you seen the improvement from these girls? I know it's hard to pick out one or two. They seem to be pretty cohesive as a unit, don't they?
Yeah, and what we're seeing is a little more consistency. We have five really good guards and four good posts, and so anytime you have that nine players that can get in there and play, and you don't drop off much, it's going to be great. Lexi Smith has been leading us in scoring and does a great job around the basket. Our guards with Abby Jackson and Sharice Farmer do a tremendous job on defense and handling the ball and around the perimeter. And then you throw in some other guards. Tessa Kalupas, she's just about leading us in three-point shooting off the bench. And Libby Kissinger, she could just kind of does it all as far as ball handling and defense. And you know, just top to bottom, a lot of these girls that even come off the bench could start for many of the other teams that we're playing.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. And this team just continues to open eyes with some of the teams that you're playing, some of the teams that you're beating. And nobody, it seems to me, has a tougher schedule than you guys do. So congratulations on putting that together, and hopefully a lot more wins and a trip to Lincoln in store for the Hawks.
Well, we hope so. It's the middle third of the season, and it's an important time of year, so we just want to, you know, not look too far down the road and take each game as they come, and hopefully good things will happen.
Well, keep winning, or otherwise Mean Gene over there has heart palpitations, and that's not good at his age.
Yeah, Gene can get excited, but appreciate you having me on the show, and I always enjoy hearing you guys over the noon hour.
Coach, appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
St. Cecilia Lady Hawks and John Kyle joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, you know, if you like high school basketball, don't snicker at the girls, because they are good this year. I mean, Sandy Creek over St. Cecilia, over Sutton and Lexington and Holdridge, and you eke a little farther to the east and Beatrice and Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic and unbeaten Minden. There are some great teams out there right now, and go out and get a chance to watch them. It could be exciting. There's going to be some really good conference tournaments and really good sub-districts before we even get to the state tournament. And why? Why are they so good? That's right. They strap it up with gear they get at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and a whole lot more. Plus, right now, they're getting in gear for baseball and softball, which they love maybe more than anything. Baseball and softball gloves, bats, the new gear for 2011. It's never too early to order your unis. In fact, you get in there, you pick first. That way you don't, you know, then they'll tell you, they say, oh, well, you know, you can order this, but so-and-so has already ordered this, so you don't want to look exactly like them, do you? So you get in there, get the best first.
Mix
at Misco Sports. They're open 7 days a week. Late nights on Thursday, and this is, what day is this?
It'll be Thursday.
All right, we'll take a break back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be in Fargo for a pair of games Friday and Saturday. You can hear them both on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at Texas Tech on Saturday, tip-off at 6:30. The Nebraska women will be at Kansas State on Saturday at 1. You can hear Husker basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The UNK basketball teams begin a four-game homestand this weekend, hosting Colorado Springs on Friday and Colorado Pueblo on Saturday, women at 6, the men at 8. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams return home to take on Dort Saturday afternoon at 2 and 4. You can hear it on 12:30 AM KHAS. In wrestling, UNK is at Shadron State for a duel Thursday. Then they head to the Central Missouri Duel Jamboree on Sunday. Hastings College will be at the Concordia Open on Saturday. And the Nebraska wrestlers will be at Wisconsin Friday and Northern Iowa Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
It's a little FaceTime for hockey fans.
All righty then!
The old Chicago Storm Hockey Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fans.
Well, this is your family out of 9 months out of the year.
Players.
Lead by example.
Coaches. Gather in one spot for conversation. Hosted by the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Barrett.
Tipsy Skippy, are you kidding me?
The old Chicago Storm Hockey Show. Live from Kearney's Old Chicago. Mondays at 5 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460, 1550.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today with a high of around 23. West winds also stayed about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll see increasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 8 degrees with rising temperatures overnight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 9 above.
Daddy Show, where we take care of our guests by feeding them at BK, and they love it. We're the original chicken sandwich at the new Chicken Club with bacon and tomato. You buy one, get one free, limited time. That's starting to run out, so take care of it today. For lunch, they'll take care of you, or in the evening, they'll take care of you, or in the morning, they'll take care of you because their full menu served all morning long. Great breakfast deals as well at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Tony, that was a cool trivia question or bit of information. Four Huskers, ex-Huskers, remain in the National Football League playoffs.
One for the Jets will be offensive lineman Matt Slauson. One for the Green Bay Packers and running back Brandon Jackson. And then in that defensive backfield for the Chicago Bears, two remain in Zachary Bowman and Josh Bullocks.
And who's joining us tomorrow? No?
Mike Prenius.
Next week, we'll have one of those guys. I mean, Shanley was cool.
Maybe we'll get Shanley to join us, talk about the playoff situation.
Maybe we'll get Matt Slauson. We've had Matt on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jets will win. Tomorrow we make our predictions. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. He is the director, owner, and czar, plus head lifeguard. He will join us on the program tomorrow. Love it, folks, when you stop and say, hey, love that Perenio guy. Hey, when's he going to be on again? Well, tomorrow, second half of the show, Mike will join us. Also, Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, is going to join us, talk a little bit about the good high school basketball that's going on in the state and some of the conference tournaments that really begin tomorrow. There were a couple in the state this week, but next week is really when they begin, and then a very busy conference tournament week that first week of February. So he will join us on the show tomorrow as well, and then we get ready for Nebraska-Texas Tech basketball coming up on Saturday night. Big one for the Huskers, Tony. Gotta win it.
Gotta win it, right. Chris Level is expected to join us some. We're gonna work on him again. He sent me a text back, says, why would you want to talk to us about basketball? We're terrible or something to that effect.
Oh.
Well, maybe, you know what?
It's nice to talk to somebody when we're the favorite.
Well, it doesn't have to be, you know, just basketball. We'll ask him what Texas Tech's feelings are on the ESPN deal, TV deal with Texas, and to see how that will affect their stance in the Big 12 Conference. Do happen to have the collegefootballnews.com's top 10. It was released yesterday afternoon. At number 10, Florida State. Number 9, Boise State. This is where Nebraska chimes in at number 8. Number 7, Oklahoma State. Number 6, Florida. Number 5, Ohio State. Number 4, Wisconsin. That's right, the two Big Ten powers, Ohio State and Wisconsin.
So Nebraska is in the 8th slot, but still the 3rd best team in the Big Ten. Okay.
Right. I just said 4th Wisconsin. Okay, Oklahoma's 3rd, LSU 2nd, and Alabama they've got as their number 1 team.
Blah. Alabama.
And in the Oklahoma deal at number 3, I found this interesting. The last statement is, throw in the return of kicker Tress Way. Oh, what a weapon he was. And the Sooners could become everyone's preseason number 1.
Folks, you got to realize if it wasn't for Tress Way, Nebraska would not have played in the Big 12 championship game a year ago when they took Texas to the limit. He helped us. Thanks, Tress. As so duly noted by one broadcaster. The Hastings College men's basketball team, a winner last night over Nebraska Wesleyan, 77-68. The women never want to see them again. The Prairie Wolves have only 2 conference wins this year, and they're both against Hastings. And last night, they make a free throw with a second to go to win it 63-62. Bleh. So they welcome in Dort coming up on Saturday, one of the crazier schools in all of the land. Dort. 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 Sounds like something that should be like a brother of a Smurf. Dort. And from the I don't get it department, UNK's wrestling team, and Mark Bauer always tells us don't pay attention to the rankings because they're just so nutty. They went to Texas and won 4 duels. Now, they did struggle against a school that nobody knows about, and sounds like a bad sneeze, Wichita. And Wichita Baptist, they struggled to beat them, but they did win them all. And they fall 3 spots to number 11, and I can't remember the last time the Loper wrestling team was outside of the top 10 of the Division II national rankings. Also, Western State fell from 4-9. So right now, the RMAC doesn't look that tough, according to the rankings. UNK scheduled to duel at Shadron tonight and then head to the Central Missouri Duel Jamboree on Sunday. It's a jamboree, Tony. A jamboree.
Well, that means they get a carnival outside.
The Husker, you'll love it because that means they'd have a crane game and corn dogs. The Husker wrestlers are 16th in the country. And a reminder that the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament is coming up Saturday. The finals can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 from Centura. It'll start somewhere in that 3 to 3:30 area. That's always a ballpark figure when we talk about wrestling. Tonight, the Twin Valley Conference meet will be contested at Kennesaw. So good luck to those. We've got high school hoops tonight on ESPN 1460. Amherst will be taking on Gibbon, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton is at Wood River. 5 Huskers are going to be playing next weekend in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. That's a pretty high number. Alex Henry, Niles Paul, Mike McNeil, Pierre Allen, and Roy Halu are among the 17 players from the conference who have been invited. Obviously, Nebraska has the most playing in that game. Trying to show off for scouts more so during the week than the actual game to try and raise their draft stock.
Yeah, they're going through a lot of practices right now. They got Todd McShay on SportsCenter. You see him going and watching the practices, doing what they do, evaluating players. Had a kid from North Carolina, people asking questions about suspended all year long, a defensive lineman trying to get up to speed and get back into this draft class.
And, Tony, you pointing out to me before we wrap up the show today a disturbing story somewhat. In the Grand Island Independent today, headlined, Islanders suspend 3 wrestlers for disciplinary reasons. I don't know if they're all the same, if they were all at the same place, doing the same thing, in the same vehicle, whatever the story was. They're getting ready to head to Colorado today for that Top of the World meet, which, unlike the Clash, is actually a bracketed tournament. You score just like any other regulation tournament that folks are...
They had no champions a year ago and won by 15 points, I believe.
They won it last year. There's like 30 schools there, and they're going to be missing some of their key cogs, and it's going to be like impossible now to defend that. But the point here that I want to make, whatever happened, one of their young men is done for the year. 2 may be coming back. Coach Shadwinkle's quote in the paper is that, you know, they made some bad decisions, and they're going to have to compete the best of their ability as the season moves on. You know, you sound like a parent when you say, kids, you're getting to the important time of the season. Don't mess it up for you. Don't mess it up for your teammates. We all want to have fun. We all want to do what there is to do out there. But it does happen. You can get caught. I mean, I don't know what you say here. It does happen. There is a story that shows that it happens. So just be careful when you're out there. I know you all want to have fun, but don't let down your teammates. Don't let down your school by making the wrong decision. I guess that's what the moral of this story is going to be. And we hope that these kids that are in these situations can come back and get back on the right track here very quickly, serve their suspensions, and help their teams out.
Not a parent. Don't claim to be a parent. If it happens once, so be it. Sounds like maybe the third time, not okay.
Yeah.
Figure it out by then.
Yeah, you kind of... You're
a big boy then.
You even curse your dog out when they do it more than once, don't they?
Yeah, that's just unacceptable behavior.
Best of luck, though, to the Islanders as they head out there. That's a cool tournament to be in. On the show, Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. We want to thank John Kyle from Hastings St. Cecilia and Michael Blunda of Pro Football Weekly for joining us today.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.